It's World Breastfeeding Week, and my absolute pleasure to introduce Angelica Grimbeek, registered dietitian and nutrition specialist with Hela. Angelica, welcome to OFM.
Thank you so much, Yolanda, and thank you for having me, and hello to all the listeners, especially the moms out there.
So that's exactly what we're talking about today. Being a new mom and the mental health that goes with that, moms putting themselves under immense pressure, perceived inadequacies, mom shame. You yourself, a recent new mom, please help us unpack the realities and the complexities of ensuring that baby is feeding well and through everything that mom's also doing well.
Yes, Yolanda, I mean, you've already unpacked it already, how crazy it is, this unreal pressure that you're under when you become a new mom, and especially the first-time moms, where, I mean, you've had 9 months to prepare for this baby that's arrived, but when the baby does come, it's this overwhelming experience that you've never had before in your whole life. It's the first time in your life that you've got this crazy amount of responsibility, that this little human being is relying on you, and some of the time solely on you. And it's such an emotional time as well for you as a mom to go through this transition from once a vibrant woman that's been doing so many different things to now having to hone yourself into this new role as a mother. And it takes some time to adapt to this new role, and it can add a lot of pressure into your life, and it can bring a lot of vulnerability and a lot of emotions into your life at that moment. And of course, I mean, one of the biggest things that we really want to do is for our baby to thrive. We want our babies to be feeding well, to be growing well, to be developing. And there's been this notion in the last few years that breast is best, which is 100% true. We can't deny that breastfeeding is the best way to feed your baby. And there's no argument really against that. But it's really difficult to live up to that pressure. And even though breastfeeding is something that is natural and should come easily, it's definitely not easy. And as a new mom, I've experienced it, of really trying to go through and trying to cope with all of those real difficulties that come with breastfeeding. I mean, you've got the physical difficulties of things like engorgement and mastitis, and is the baby latching correctly? Do I have enough supply? Do I have oversupply? I mean, so many different physical things can happen to you. But weirdly enough, even though those things can happen, they actually can be quite manageable. And I think a lot of moms find a lot of pressure in those and really struggle to cope with those types of things without support and help of how to actually overcome these normal challenges when it comes to breastfeeding. But one thing I really realized when I became a mom was I always had this shock to the system. Like I mentioned, it was quite a vulnerable time, an emotional time. It was something I've never experienced before. But while I was having that shock to my own system, I really started to look around and realize that the system that we're living within also does not support a breastfeeding mother. And there's so much room for improvement in South Africa to be able to really support breastfeeding mothers so that they can have their babies thrive, but as well as themselves thrive. So, I mean, that can come in many different forms. So, for example, societal norms. So when I went out for lunch with my family, was I comfortable enough to also then take out my boob, breastfeed my baby at a lunch setting in a restaurant with people around me? Was I able to, if I had to fly somewhere or drive somewhere in a bus or in a taxi, was I able to be confident enough in my own abilities to be able to actually, once again, publicly breastfeed and feel safe and secure to do so? And that's not always the case. It's quite difficult to actually become quite brave enough to do that in South Africa. And then also, I mean, on the other hand, is the reality is that a lot of moms these days are working. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you do have your baby. Some moms are very lucky to have an extended maternity leave for 4 to 6 months. A lot of moms have to go back to work almost immediately. So it becomes quite stressful of what's going to happen when you get to work. Who's going to take care of your baby? Are they also supporting the breastfeeding journey that you're on? When you get to your workplace, are you going to actually have a safe space to go pump so that you can have enough breast milk for the next day for the baby? Will you be given enough time in the day, those 30-minute breaks that we actually are entitled to? Where will you even be storing your breast milk at the end of the day? I mean, these are proper stresses that come with being a mom and a working mom. And then, I mean, then there's just the bizarre outside pressure that the formula companies have done, that they've really convinced mothers that their milk is insufficient and that people should be using formula, and that the formula milk is actually better than breast milk. It's this crazy notion that's happened. And, I mean, they do so in such sly ways that really, we as a mom,
supposed to feel that they're supported is when you go to your pediatrician has been convinced by these formula companies that formula is better. Your nurse that you might have trusted while you're in hospital is also doing the same thing. I mean, when you go onto your phone and you see on social media, there's different influences and different places where you can get information, and it's all telling you, like, your breast milk isn't enough, you're not doing a good enough job, here's such an easy solution as something like formula. And it's quite scary to see that, and I only really realized it once I'd become a mom, to see how you really need to have the support systems in place to be able to really thrive as a breastfeeding mother and to be successful in it. And before, I mean, if we can't get that right in South Africa, to create the supportive environment in South Africa, then we're not going to be able to achieve more moms being able to breastfeed, and especially putting the mother as well as the baby in the center of all of this work that needs to be done.
It's World Breastfeeding Week on The Sound of Your Life. Angelica Grimbeek joins us, registered dietitian and nutrition specialist with HeLa. Next, Angelica is going to help me unpack a bit of baby blues.